This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Typical of many hotly contested elections, the nasties have come out in the race. The race for House District 46, that's Santa Fe area, is between incumbent Carl Trujillo and Andrea Romero. They're competing in the primary in 3 weeks, and the winner will be, well, the winner. But this race is complicated by allegations of Trujillo by a former lobbyist that he made passes at her, inappropriately touched her, and then killed a bill she and he had been working on when she rejected him. He says those allegations are lies and says he can prove it. Andrea Romero, on the other hand, is being accused by her former employer of misusing money on business trips. More about all of this after this good word from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi. I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
Trujillo's accuser is Laura Bonar, who was a lobbyist and now works for Animal Protection Voters. She says he propositioned her and touched her inappropriately and then punished her when she said no by killing the bill they'd been working on. Trujillo had a polygraph taken last weekend, the results examined by two independent examiners, and released the verdict. He wasn't lying when he denied the charges. Bonar's attorney, however, says that polygraphs are not necessarily valid and can only be used in court in special circumstances. Trujillo's attorney says, wait, he had this checked twice, and the result says it's less than 0.1% chance that he's lying. Levi Monagle, Bonar's lawyer, said Trujillo should release the entire polygraph, saying it's a process that is very easy to manipulate. More after this. But on the other side of the battle is Andrea Romero, who was the executive director of the Regional Coalition of Llano Communities, but resigned under a cloud of misusing money on at least one business trip. She led a group of coalition members, various city officials, to Washington, D.C., and during that trip, they went to dinner. They went to a very high-end restaurant, and when it was all done, the bill for the 16 people was over $1,800. That included alcohol, wine, and a $28 glass of Whistle Pig whiskey. Alcohol is not, under the coalition rules, an allowable expense. Romero, however, turned the entire bill over to Los Alamos County, the coalition fiscal agent, for payment, and was fully reimbursed. After complaints were made, an audit of the coalition finances was done, and the improper reimbursements discovered. As a result, Romero did not get her contract renewed. The questions over the Washington trip and others, along with mileage reimbursements, are still swirling and unresolved. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
So the bottom line is that you, the voters, will have to sort all of this out when you vote on June 5th in the primary. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.